Hi, I'm Ashley, and you are listening and watching Confidence in Coffee. What if I was to tell you that you can find confidence despite any of your circumstances, good or bad? I'm going to help you navigate the waters of womanhood, whatever season that is in, whether it's marriage, singleness, or you're drowning in children. I'm going to help you find confidence and hope through Christ. I'm going to leave you with plenty of encouragement and practical tips to overcome those limiting beliefs so you can live a life well. Plus, you know we're going to find a few laughs along the way. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join me as we chat confidence. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Confidence in Coffee. I am really glad that you're here. Would you do me a favor real quick before we get into what we're going to talk about today? And would you subscribe? Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe. Like this video wherever you are or podcast. Leave a rating, a review. Tell me what you got from it. If you want to wait till the end, I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear any revelation that the Holy Spirit gave to you. I would love for you to share this with a friend. If you want to share it on social media, do it. Be brave and tag me in it so I can be brave with you and celebrate you. You guys, today we are talking about how powerful it is just to listen and how the Holy Spirit can move when we say nothing. I think that as Christians, ultimately, all we want to do is a lot of talking, right? We want to do a lot of talking and we always want to help and we want to fix people and we want to make sure that people hear the gospel and our intentions are so good. And I love, you guys know, I love talking about Job, and Job's friends just kept talking. Like nobody was like listening to him in this time of devastation. And I just wonder how different it would be if we were just to listen. It can actually help the gospel effectively if we choose to just listen. So, you know, I was thinking about reconnecting with an old friend. And as I was thinking about if I should reconnect after my move, I was wondering, you know, if we still had things in common, right? Like if we were in different places, if we had things to talk about, if she would judge me, you know, because the relationships can be rocky sometimes. I was just in my mind, but I knew something. I knew that if I was to reconnect, I think that the most powerful way would just be to listen to them, just to listen to them and listen where they are, not necessarily be so concerned with myself. Ouch, right? So I, in doing that, I just kind of went down that hole and I realized that I don't need to explain myself. I don't need to explain the position I'm in. I can simply just listen. I can reconnect. I can be a light by saying nothing. Maybe it's not just an old friend. Maybe you became a Christian and your friend or your spouse is not a Christian. Maybe you guys have different political viewpoints. Maybe you can't agree on something going on in the world and you don't know what to say. The thing is, you don't have to say anything. They don't have to agree with you. Okay? If you want them to get saved, we all do. The best thing that you can do is listen to them. Because when they're ready, after your patience, after your love, after your listening, your kindness, your humility, they're going to ask you a question and you have to be ready. That's how we share the gospel effectively. God's word actually gives us instructions on how we can listen to show the love of Jesus and why it's so essential that we do this. This will distinguish us as Christians, and it'll allow people to see what Christ is like. Jesus loves everyone, no matter what. Pink hair, black, white, it doesn't matter. Jesus loves everyone, and everyone desires love and wants love. Everyone desires to want to belong. That's how God created us. But we have redirected it into worldly things. But really that longing to want to be loved and be seen and belong, it belongs to God. That's how we connect with Him. The love that everyone is desiring is not the love of people. It's the love of Jesus because it's unconditional. When we are in conversations, we should actually strive to demonstrate this love And it's possible through listening. And I'm going to show you how. Now, Paul gives us clear instructions on how to do this. He was a follower of Christ who often had the opportunity to speak with others with different viewpoints and opinions of Christ. He communicated with both non-believers and believers. At first, he didn't believe in Christ, but then became a fervent follower, so he understood the opposing opinions because he was on both ends. In Colossians 4, 3 through 5, it says, "At the same time, pray also for us that God may open us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." These words from Paul come from a time when he was in prison for sharing the gospel. His circumstances were undesirable, but he still sought to have conversation to further the kingdom. He reminds us first to pray, and then reminds us of the power of prayer to move the hearts of others. We must be people who pray for our interactions with others. The opportunity to speak with non-believers about Christ is from God. Okay? So use that as honor and humility. How you speak and listen can soften people's hearts for Christ and allow them to feel loved. And I'm telling you right now, that's what everyone in this world needs. They need to feel loved. Now, how do you show Christ love when speaking or listening to a non-believer? You show his love through your words, your body language, that matters. The way you're attentive, the way you listen, your demeanor. Be intentional in the moment to really give them your full attention by listening. It may even be the first time meeting a Christian. You don't know. Like a genuine Christian, you could be the first one they meet. Be wise during that time, knowing that these moments count and are important to the kingdom work. Paul teaches us that our conversations should not be to discourage those, should not be negative. And if they start to get argumentative, we should step back and reflect where that's coming from. Our conversations are to lift each other up, to be kind. We want others to feel encouraged, not discouraged, and heard, not unheard. Validated, not unvalidated. And listening helps us do that. Our words should feel like life-giving to them. That's how you can discern if what you're saying is from God. It should be life-giving, even when we disagree. We don't want to provoke anger. We want them to feel like we appreciate them, like we're honored to be in their presence, no matter how bad they are, and believe that they have value. And if you don't believe these things, you have no right to talk to somebody. You have to check yourself, check your heart before you try to deal with somebody else's today. We want to add something that will make them feel seen. We can do this by being an engaged listener, by being an attentive listener. And there's practical ways that you can practice to listen if you're like me and you're a talker. I had to practice this. I actually had to have somebody confront me because I kept cutting them off. I do with my husband. I want to talk. I have something so passionate about to say. It doesn't mean I don't care about them, but I need to listen to them. And there's been such beauty and blessing in listening to somebody. Now, here are some things that you can do to practice listening if you're like me. We got to break that pattern of talking. Pray to see them the way Jesus does. Pray to have Jesus's eyes, his mouth, his ears. I always pray, "Jesus, let me hear them the way you hear them. Let me see them the way you see them." If we are to listen, we need to see the people the way he does. It will break down barriers to listen and love them in this manner. Pray before you enter into conversation with people you know who have differences with them. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Study biblical figures like Paul, who were missionaries. They can give sound advice on how to share the love of Christ and how to be like Christ. Study them. Study Peter. I love The Chosen for this very reason. Okay. Because it was mostly about the disciples, about the followers. I love how they humanize it. I just love it. It's not a substitute for the Bible. They're very bold and clear on saying that. But it is so amazing to watch that aspect. And they were so intentional with making it. So if you're like, I'm still learning how to read my Bible, go watch The Chosen and study the disciples that followed Jesus. They were mission-minded. And we can be too in our interactions, even in our season of being a mom, in our season where we can't necessarily go anywhere financially. Maybe it's not on a stage. You can still be like Jesus in every interaction with others around you. Become a listener to Christ. To be a listener, you have to listen. Do you see what I'm saying to you? So to be a listener, you have to be able to listen yourself. And the best way to do that is to be a listener of Christ. If you want to listen to others well, we have to learn to listen to Christ during the day. Make time to listen to Jesus. Start slowly for a few minutes and increase. It's life-giving for your personal growth and your relationship with Jesus, and it'll help you listen better for others. Our conversations with others are so important for showing the love of Christ. Listening is key to their hearts. Regardless of differences, it is possible to show Christ when we walk with him. So I want you to learn how to listen by listening to God. I want you to get alone, and I want you to just not say anything. So how many times are we praying with Jesus? I'm guilty of this, and we just keep talking, right? We're just talking and talking, and we're not really listening. It's like, well, I'm just going to keep talking to you, but then I'm going to be mad when I didn't hear you, but you were trying to tell me what to do. Do that with my husband sometimes. Okay. And as you practice, I want you to take that very heart of what you heard from God, or that he listened to you. And I want you to take it to other people, no matter the difference, no matter the political differences, the spiritual beliefs, you're founded in Christ. So that stuff doesn't affect you. I saw a quote the other day, yesterday. It was amazing. It was so, so, so good. And I don't remember who it was from, but I love what she said. And she said, remember, the disciples changed. Jesus didn't. Where you are, if you're founded in your relationship with Jesus, you won't change. They will. I always tell my son, you're to be the influence on negative behavior from other children. They're not to influence you. And if you're starting to do that, then we need to dissect and reflect on that relationship. Maybe that's what you need to do today. Maybe you need to clean out some relationships where you were listening. They're not listening to you. They're not hearing you. Maybe it's starting to affect you. It's starting to create bitterness or resentment. Maybe you need to reflect on that relationship and set some boundaries, so you can actually do mission work, so you can create these interactions with those who need you to listen to them, to those who need a safe space. If that encouraged you today, I want to hear from it. I want to hear about you. I want you to actually do something in writing your review and writing your comment under this video, or if you share on social media, I want to tell me how you're going to listen today. How are you going to listen today? I want to tell them, if you were a listener, I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear a testimony of somebody who listened to you. I want to hear that. So contact me, connect with me, and I will see you guys next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.